Guess what? It's a fact. Most people don't like and don't regularly set goals. That's a fact. That's the way it is. But you know what? Some people do. And I believe those people that do are generally the ones that will excel much further in life. Now, we're going to talk a little bit here about goals and we're going to suggest an alternative. What I like to do is I like to set people up with both ways. The traditional way goal setting is totally valid and I'll share the details of that. And then I'll share an alternative to it. And I would like for you to consider setting up both. Okay, method one, goals, right? So the thing here is goals should be well-formed. Or in NLP, we call them well-formed outcomes. So remember, we stay focused on our outcomes. And well-formed outcomes simply have a lot of the extra data and information around it. Now, designing outcomes that are motivating, they're more likely to be achieved. We want to eliminate outcomes and goals that don't lead to where we really want to go. And we want to make sure we're setting objectives for ourselves and our team that are actually motivating. Okay. So we typically use a SMART model. And I'll show you a couple little extra things on there. The SMART model, S, specific. We want to get specific with our goals. M, measurable. How will you know that you have achieved your outcome? How will it look, sound, and feel? In NLP, we like to ensure we add the look, sound, and feel. Or as we will cover later on, a VAK, the visual aspects, how will it look? A, auditory aspects, how will it sound? What sounds will be around? Perhaps, what will you tell yourself? And K, kinesthetics or feelings, how will you feel? That's the M for measurable. Now, SMART, specific, measurable, A, achievable or attainable. Now, is it subjectively achievable? Hence, you know, completing a marathon next week if you can barely run. SMAR, realistic. Is it objectively achievable? So now we're going to look at the objective side. Well, can we actually get to where the race is? Key distinction here is the achievable is subjective and realistic is objective. T, time. The difference between a dream and a goal is a deadline. Simple. We need timings. Now we can take this a couple of steps further. You can have smarter goals. The extra ER, E could be ecology. Ecology refers to the bigger picture, like the world environment, other people, other consequences, looking at the different consequences, for example. And R for resources, considering the resources you have or the resources you can access. And with this, we don't just want to consider our objective resources like money. We want to consider our internal resources as well. For example, I was a soldier for a long time with extensive training in there. So I have an inner resource to be able to stand tall and stand strong in the face of challenges. That's an internal resource. Perhaps for parents, particularly mothers out there, you know, you've got an incredible resource inside for the mothers that have gotten through childbirth. So we've got the inner subjective resources and the outer. So that's SMART and smarter goals. Now, I mentioned that we would get onto an alternative. And I really, really like this because, well, so many people struggle with goals. And if you look at it, goals are actually towards motivation. You need to have the motivation towards achieving these things. And a lot of the population is not that motivated towards achieving things because our natural brain, the innermost brain, the reptilian brain, is designed to keep us alive. So survival is a much bigger motivator than achieving high levels of success. Our need for survival is a lot more of a motivating factor than our need for success. So what if instead of setting up goals, what if we also set up problems? What if we set up problems or framed things as problems. So having $1 million is a great, could be a great well-formed outcome. Yeah, I want to move towards $1 million, but we could also frame it as a problem. A problem could be I have a safety bucket and it's empty. I need to fill up my emergency safety bucket. Yeah. A well-formed outcome for fitness, you know, I want to be really fit. A problem could be I can't run a race fast enough. I can't run a marathon and I really want to. Or I can't afford to keep wasting money on unnecessary food. You know, I can't afford this, or I don't want to do that anymore. And we can set up problems. What could be a home run or smashing the ball out of the ballpark would be, what if you were to set up something and achieving that would mean your goals and problems were accomplished? What could you set up so that achieving it would mean the problems and goal would be handled? Example here is, I have done various hypnosis training and I spent a few weeks with one of the best hypnosis guys in the world, yet I wasn't comfortable doing some of the hypnosis work where you put people into a sleep, for example. So I enrolled myself in some more hypnosis training. And before the training started, I set a date, did some basic marketing, and I had a handful of people sign up for hypnosis training a week after the training. Okay, so I set up that I was going to do this training, and I didn't know how I was going to do the training. I didn't know a lot of things, but when I started doing the advanced hypnosis training, in the back of my mind, I knew I'm going to be teaching this next week. So I better get a deeper understanding for it. Okay. Now, some people that are learning NLP practitioner, perhaps you could set up that you will be running an introduction to NLP weekend at the end. Okay, if you're doing NLP and confidence for yourself and you're going to be a coach, maybe you could set up that in 3 months' time, you're running a confidence course. Actually go and sell the tickets. Now you keep your eye on that. And when that event comes, a lot of the problems, such as confidence to deliver, knowing how to do it, knowing how to do it for yourself, all those kinds of problems will be handled in the process. Okay. So there you go. You got your well-formed outcomes. You got using problems instead. And you've got the key takeaway there of setting up something in future. And doing that thing will make sure that, maybe not all, but most of your problems are handled in the process. One last variant of that could be, I'm going to do a modeling shoot in 3 months showing my new body. Okay, I currently have a problem. I've got a bit of belly fat. I've got flabby arms. Sign yourself up for a photo shoot in 3 months. Boom. You gotta take action then. Don't just write it down. Actually, like, set a date, publicize it, or buy someone, you know. So what can you do now to ensure everything is handled well? Thank you. I'm going to enjoy seeing your results there. That will be phenomenal. I can't wait for you to write these down.